This is exciting now, because we have, oh, hi. Did you want to talk before you do it? Because I don't know. That,
hi.
Doesn't it?
How are you?
Does that break a rule of theater?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, okay. I don't know any rules of theater. I thought that might be one of them. Ladies and gentlemen, Tracy Michelle Arnold.
Hi.
Who is starring in Shakespeare's Will at the American Players Theater, which is actually the story of Anne Hathaway, not the one we have, but the original one.
Right. I'm not the movie star.
Well, I think you could be, dear. I really believe that.
You.
I believe that, sincerely. Shakespeare's wife.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of interesting now. And how did the play come about? Who wrote this?
The play is written by a Canadian playwright named Vern Thiessen. Yeah. And it's almost entirely fictional because mm-hmm. there's very, very little known yeah. about Anne Hathaway. So it's his version of events.
Yeah. Were they even living together? I know there was some...
There was a very long separation.
Yeah.
When Shakespeare decided to go to London and leave Stratford so that he could become a playwright.
Oh, yeah.
He left his family behind, and that's a lot of what the play is about.
Yeah, that period.
About Anne's experiences.
Kids?
Being married to a man like that.
Kids?
Three.
Three kids?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any of them look like him?
I have no idea.
Okay. It was a long separation. And so not much is known about him, let alone his wife. But I mean, his personal life, is there very little?
Well, I haven't a clue.
Yeah. They have a signature on a deed.
Unfortunately, I'm not a history major. I'm an actor,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know. So Anne Hathaway there. And what the gist of it is, what is Anne Hathaway portrayed as being like? I mean, what is her ethos?
Well, she's a strong woman. She has to endure a long separation from her husband, like I said. Vern has written her to be a sexually present woman. Yeah, I'll say that.
Okay.
She's aware of the fact that she enjoys her sexuality and she enjoys men, and so that's a struggle, being married, mm-hmm. particularly to a man who is gone most of the time.
So less of a struggle, perhaps, under those conditions.
It's about her becoming a mother and the struggles of motherhood. And really about the compromises you make when you choose to live a life with someone else.
Yeah.
You know, it's about marriage in many aspects.
Yeah.
It is about this particular one, but I think a lot of people who are in that type of relationship can relate to a lot of the story.
Yeah. Along the way, did she say anything about whether he actually wrote the stuff or not?
No, she doesn't.
No.
It's assumed that he did.
It's assumed that he did.
On her part.
Yeah, okay. And the little piece that we're going to have here from you, this section is...
I'll tell you, it was hard to pull a piece from it, Michael. It's a mercurial piece. It goes from...
I get those all the time. They go away. It's a reflux thing.
Right, well, maybe I need a little pill. It was hard to find a section that, A, wouldn't give away major plot points in case anyone's still coming to see the show.
Oh, yeah.
But also that gave you a true flavor of what the show is about without... me having to do 20 minutes of a segment because everything sort of leads into something else or comes from something else. So I picked a little segment that sort of deals with the broad generalities of the play, but I think it's something.
Well, the play is the thing, as
the
somebody
thing.
Once said.
Mm.
Would you like to?
Sure.
Step
okay.
up and, ladies and gentlemen, Tracy Michelle Arnold from Shakespeare's Will.
So I'll preface this by saying I didn't know I was going to stand up and do it. I thought I was going to sit at a microphone and do it. And I generally do this with some set pieces, so it's a little different. But I'll just do this little segment for you. The more you succeed, Bill, the less and less you come home. At first it was every month, then every three, then on holy days to see the children. Then, once when a bout of the fever briefly closes the theaters. Once when your father died, once for your mother. Sadly, Joan lives on in perpetuity. I become a beggar for news, asking anyone who comes from the city, do you have word from my husband? Yes, they say, his play is doing well. Yes, I know, but my husband, do you have word from him? You should be proud, they say. Yes, I am, but Has he sent word? But now you write, even less than you visit, saving your words only for work. Only shillings arrive, shillings and short messages. Dearest Anne, all well here. We'll write later with details. Much love, Bill. Or, dear Anne, send Hamnet and the girls my best. Love, Bill. Or, Anne, home next month. Bill. But you never come. At night, I dream I am a gull, flying over rocks, land, sliding down creeks, rivers, and roads, soaring into the city to land atop the theater. I perch myself above the crowds to see your newest, to see the players, to hear your words. I watch them float up, the words, your words, and I snatch them in my beak, warm them under my wing, take them back to my nest, and like juicy worms, feed them to the children who gobble them down, the words. Your words. So that's it.
Very nice. All words. That Bill was all words.
He was.
Yeah. Did you call him Bill or Will, you think?
In the play, he's called Bill.
He's Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yet it's Shakespeare's Will.
Indeed.
Indeed.
A multi-layered title.
I'm supposed to think about that, I guess.
The play takes place, the opening of the play is on the day of his funeral.
Oh, okay.
So she begins the play by saying that she's just buried him, and she's carrying his will in her hand. The only prop in the play, incidentally, other than a
the only time she carried Will in her hand, probably.
Perhaps.
Well, we don't know their personal life.
She might have been strong. We don't know.
Not for us to delve there, I guess. And, Anne Hathaway. Anne Hathaway.
She hath a way.
About her. Anne Hathaway with words. What if Anne Hathaway wrote Shakespeare?
What if she did? What if she, like many wives, read over his work and said, like this. I'm not so big a fan of that.
Now, these spots.
Do they have
should,
to kill
these spots
so many
should
people?
Come out. The spots
right,
should come
exactly.
out. Number one. It's a cleaning problem. This is really about a cleaning problem more than anything else. This play. Damn spots. It would be cool, though, wouldn't it? Because, a woman, there weren't women playwrights. Women
right.
could not be on stage at this point.
Right.
So what if she did all the writing and he took all the credit?
I think there are probably a lot of exceptional women behind great men, and that is perhaps perhaps the largest basis of the play is, I think, this playwright's idea that she was a force behind him.
Yeah.
That helped him.
And really came up with the phrases and stuff, right?
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
She's awfully poetic in the show itself, though.
The production right now, American Players Theater in Springfield, Spring Green?
Spring Green.
When is the next...
This afternoon at 3 o'clock.
You got a 3 o'clock show.
Indeed.
Fantastic. And people can just go out there and get a ticket, or you have to get them in advance?
I would advise calling ahead. I think we've got a lot of sold-out shows,
Fantastic.
Thankfully. But it runs until
great.
October 21st. So.
Excellent. Thank
Come
you
on
so
out.
Much. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having
Tracy
me.
Tracy Michelle
My
Arnold.
Pleasure.
Shakespeare's Will. Get out there to Spring Green. Don't go to Springfield. That's something else. I don't know what they got in Springfield. I'm surprised you said that.